Our story brings us to today, only a few weeks after Fogg's return, and the famous world traveller is sitting in the Reform Club, as he does every afternoon, enjoying a cigar.
Excuse me, Mr. Fogg.
Yes, Joseph. What is it?
I'm sorry to disturb you, but there is a young woman who wants to speak to you urgently.
Tell the lady that I'm happily married.
I don't think she's here to make approaches towards you, sir. She seems very disturbed. However, the bylaws of our club do not allow me to give women access.
Of course. I assume the lady gave you a name.
She introduced herself as a Madame Aronnax. I think she's French.
Aronnax, you say? This could get interesting. Let the lady know that I will talk to her shortly. But for the next 15 minutes, this Cuban cigar requires my undivided attention.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fogg?
That is I. And I suppose you are Madame Aronnax.
Call me Louise.
I am sorry, madame, but I know only of one kind of woman who is addressed by her forename upon first meetings.